Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Bengal Tiger podcast, not the recruiting podcast on this Tuesday just yet, because last night on Monday, we got breaking news, the biggest news across college football, really, on the first day of the transfer portal was not a transfer edition, was not who LSU was offering out of the portal. It was the return of one of, if not its best player now, on the 2023 roster, and that'll be Kayshon Boutte, who announced that he is returning to Baton Rouge, going after a national championship. And Shay Dixon here with myself, Billy Embody, to break this down. Huge news. I was listening to you guys on the Mailbag podcast as this news came in, and you guys were talking about it like I would have talked about it. Kayshon Boutte going to the NFL draft. That's all that we expected. Kayshon says, you know what? I'm going to run it back for one more year. This is huge news for LSU.
Oh, man. I mean, who saw it coming? Nobody. I mean, nobody was predicting this. It evidently came to be over the past few days. Brian Kelly obviously talked about after the SEC championship, exit interviews with kids, and specifically with guys like Kayshon sitting down and weighing where you're at versus returning your NFL draft stock and how you could improve the stock. And obviously Brian Kelly talks about graduating champions, coming back and graduating, obviously something that he's going to pitch. It's the NIL era. Billy, a lot of people have said and kind of liked and presumed just because we've seen him get deals with Gordon McKernan and others that Kayshon was taken care of on the NIL front and in a way that could entice him to come back and not chase the NFL draft and the money right then. And I feel like people think, oh, that's a good thing. Almost I would rather them give guys on the team right now those NIL opportunities than go out and recruiting at a high school kid and give it all to an unproven commodity. So whatever it was, I think largely he knows he can improve his draft stock. I totally buy into what I think is, excuse me, the reality, Billy, that he wasn't ever fully healthy this year. He definitely wasn't healthy to begin the year. He said it, that he wasn't at 100% yet. He just wanted to play. So to me, he looked a step slower at times. Honestly, I thought the Georgia game, when he caught that ball from Jaden Daniels and took it to the house, that looked like old Kayshon. So if that's a glimpse of maybe what he's got to come, then another year could suit him well. I'll tell you this. I mean, we hear rumblings of, is his draft grade slipping into the second round? Beyond that, which, you know, I'd be surprised. There were mock drafts this week that had him in the first round. So, I mean, this is massive news for a kid who certainly could have positioned himself into being a top 50 NFL pick to come back for one more year, a senior season. And again, it's a surprise right now. It would have been a surprise to me at any point in Kayshon's career from the time he was a five-star in high school and signed. I never thought he would stay more than three seasons. It just never registered as a possibility. So this is about as big of news on the NFL draft versus staying front that you can get.
Yeah, five-star coming out of New Iberia Westgate. And, I mean, just a star in every way. That injury obviously is, you know, something he wants to continue to recover and address. And like you said, get into better, not only playing shape, but just, you know, be more explosive, be back to that Kayshon Boutte that we know, where he was setting records as a true freshman. I think for Kayshon, I mean, you can come back. You can, I would imagine he's getting a mint in NIL money to return. And now that changes a lot of, you know, maybe how LSU looks at the transfer portal. You got to feel a lot better about where your wide receiver room is. We're just in now day two of the transfer portal. We'll see if LSU loses any receivers, but you know, Kayshon Boutte didn't even lead the team in receiving. You know, that was Malik Nabers. So this is a massive, massive deal. And another thing with the NIL, he can go get a really nice insurance package too, just to protect himself on that front too. So kudos to Brian Kelly, kudos to Cortez Hankton, and everyone involved for getting Kayshon to come back. Whether or not Jaden Daniels leaves, whether or not Garrett Nussmeier leaves, or they all stay or whatever, whoever's throwing the passes next year just got a huge upgrade because this was so unexpected. If Malik Nabers is back, Brian Thomas is back, all those guys, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, I would probably guess, and I haven't looked ahead to what the rosters look like, but you're looking at probably the best receiving core in the SEC without a doubt.
I was going to say Ohio State usually has a pretty good receiving core, but if you're going SEC, I would agree and say no doubt it would be the most stacked. And look, let's briefly glance back to try to give some more insight here. You mentioned Kayshon's freshman year against Ole Miss. He sets a single game single game receiving record. I think, what did he have in that game? Was it over 300, 200 something yards? I don't know. But it was the single game record. But that capped off an amazing freshman year. 45 catches, 735 yards, 5 touchdowns, averaging 16.3 yards a catch. He put himself then, Billy, firmly on the map of this is what a 5-star looks like. LSU put him on the field immediately as a freshman. He produced. He comes out in 2021 is obviously wide receiver number one yet again. 38 catches, 509 yards, 9 touchdowns. That was through 6 games. He played half the season because he got injured, and that injury is the one we're talking about that took him so long to recover from. Those were gaudy numbers. I mean, putting up over 500 yards and 9 touchdowns in 6 games put him on pace to be one of the best receivers in the country, most productive certainly. Then this year, you look at 48 catches, 538 yards, 2 touchdowns. One of those touchdowns coming in the final game of the year, he was well under 500 yards entering that game in the SEC championship. So the production wasn't matching what was normal Kayshon Boutte. And I know there can be reasons for that in different ways, but again, I think that he can improve the draft stock, Billy, by having better numbers on the field next year, being healthier, showing he's the true Kayshon Boutte that everybody knows he is. And again, graduating, buying into Brian Kelly's program. I mean, there are so many things you can take away from this that other guys will see. Hey, if Kayshon came back, maybe I should come back. And I'm not just saying guys in this class, I'm saying younger guys on the team too will see, hey, Kayshon came back for his senior year. It's not a given that I just need to leave here in 3 seasons. And Kayshon talked about wanting to win a national championship. He obviously joined the team the year after 2019. So this is big. I never saw this one coming. And boy, if you roll out that same receiver crew you had this year, but everybody's a year older, obviously Jeray Jenkins is a senior, so he'll move on. But it's about as talented as you can get.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You mentioned buying into Brian Kelly's program, and I think for Kayshon, you look at the progression from when Brian Kelly got the job, you know, the kind of the controversy, for lack of a better word, around their relationship as it was developing with him going through rehab and them not really talking as much as maybe, you know, those on the outside would have expected. He goes and he earns a number 7 jersey. I think when you look at his draft stock, him coming back for another year is also about showing that improved maturity and continuing on that path down to being, you know, an even better leader. And he showed that throughout the course of the season. I think coming back is a part of that. You've got the explosiveness that he wants to show and what he can do on the field, but also being a team leader in general. That is something that NFL draft, scouts and coaches and GMs and execs will all pay attention to how he handles everything over the course of this year, because everybody kind of thought, you know, this was going to be his money year, so to speak. Now he's got another shot at it to make a really good impression on the NFL and then go from there and try to be in that first round draft range and leave it without a doubt, right? Like, that's going to be what his goal is to put together a season and a year that, you know, scouts and execs and coaches will say, we have to have that guy in the first round. And then he can really hit that big pay dirt because of it. I think with this, you know, we talk about the transfer portal. I mean, over 1,000 names in the portal right now, which is just wild after day one. For LSU now, you don't necessarily have to go after a veteran receiver. You can, again, we talked about best available. There could be a best available out there that they could go after and kind of kick the tires on, but maybe not. Maybe they don't have to do that. We're monitoring, of course, if anybody enters from LSU side of things, but this is a huge deal because of it, you're just changing the roster in terms of that wide receiver room completely. And they had talent coming back in 2023, but to bring Kayshon back is just wild. And now they can approach it very differently than what we had even talked about last week.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot more on our recruiting pod later today about some of the transfer stuff. But you had caught up with Dominic Lovett's mother. Dominic Lovett out of Missouri is a great player. He's by far, after day one of the portal, the most talented receiver that put himself in it. Everybody's reaching out with interest there. But again, now that you have Boutte, if you keep Neighbors, if you keep Brian Thomas, if you keep these guys, do you really have to go out there? Or do you shift your attention elsewhere? That'll be interesting. Wrapping up, I really like what you said about the maturity for Kayshon. He became a father this year, but that matters when you're interviewing with NFL teams and they're calling Brian Kelly and they're calling, you know, Cortez Hankton and Mickey Joseph, everyone who has spent time around Kayshon. And if you look at where they were, where Kayshon was a year ago, at this time a year ago, Billy, they were going through a coaching change. Everybody was convinced Kayshon was transferring to Alabama. Everybody didn't transfer. Well, Brian Kelly shows up. People say, what's your relationship with Kayshon Boutte? He says, I don't have one. He got injured. He doesn't even come around. He called him out publicly and then said, well, then he turned and gave him number 7. You're one of our leaders. You know, you're one of our playmakers. Go out there. We're going to rely on you. We got to game one, Billy. Kayshon scrubs his social media after the game because LSU fans are just pouring on him. When I tell you, everyone thought a year ago he's going to Bama. Brian Kelly publicly says he doesn't even come around. He scrubs his social media after game one. Now all of a sudden he's coming back to play for Kelly and them for another year. It shows me that between Florida State and now, and Brian Kelly talked about that after Florida State, he said, I sat down with Kayshon for a long time and talked about social media, fans, how to keep it internal, how to handle these things. You're on the verge of becoming a father, all these things. People I've talked to said that it's evident Kayshon is taking real strides towards being a team leader, towards growing as an individual, growing now as a father, a teammate, all these things. You get another year of that sort of progress and couple that with just being healthy and some production. I 100% think he's going to put himself in a better spot to enter the draft next year than had he have done it right now.
Completely agree. It'll be very interesting. The quarterback room at LSU, very happy after Monday night's news. Big news on that front with Kayshon Boutte returning. We'll, of course, see if there's any quarterback controversy that gets stirred up later on, of course, whether Jaden Daniels leaves or Garrett Nussmeier leaves or if they all stay. But you got to like that pitch if you're Brian Kelly when you're talking to those guys. Hey, we have these weapons. Come back and stick around and see how the cookie crumbles for you in this offense in 2023. So big news, Kayshon Boutte returns to the Tigers for 2023. Shay, we will be back a little bit later today recording the Bengal Tiger recruiting podcast. Guys, if you weren't on the site for day one of the transfer portal, check us out. $1 for a year. You can get your Founders Club hat. We still have a ton of those left over, so jump on board. It's going to be a wild time. 2 offers now out in the transfer portal. Shay has that covered on the board. A lot more to come as offers go out. Coaches are on the road, and official visitors are set to hit Baton Rouge this weekend. So don't waste any more time. Subscribe today. Throw us a subscribe on the YouTube page as well. That continues to grow. We appreciate you guys listening. Just kind of a little taste this morning of the podcast for you guys. A quick recap of Kayshon Boutte returning to LSU in 2023. We will catch you guys on Tuesday later on with the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. For Shay Dixon, I'm Billy Embody. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you later on.